This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this week that not only are Honda sales up, the company says it expects to become a net exporter of vehicles from the U.S. by late next year. In other words, Honda will send abroad more cars made here than it ships in. Let's look into this with Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Hey, Chris.
Hello, David.
So during this Independence Day week, you'd think we'd highlight a good old Made in the USA company, but what we have here is the Honda Motor Company, headquartered in the Minato Ward of Tokyo, Japan.
Well, hold on here now. 1982, Marysville, Ohio, Honda opened its first U.S. plant. And now a majority of the vehicles that Honda sells in the U.S. are made in the U.S. It will be a net exporter to the rest of the world. I mean, Honda, in many respects, is an American company. It's an American success story, David.
And you're not just talking about lower-skilled workers throwing together Honda parts made elsewhere. At least some of the R&D is here.
Oh, a lot of the R&D is here. A lot of design is here. If you think about the American auto industry, like Ford. A Ford Focus, 40% of the content is U.S. or Canadian made. Toyota Corolla, classic Japanese company, 70% of the content is U.S. or Canadian made, because the way the government takes these figures, they don't make a difference between U.S. and Canada in terms of parts. So made in America, this is a global industry. It reflects that we are more competitive as a manufacturer. We have stable labor costs. The dollar is a competitive advantage. And therefore, Honda is, in many respects, an American company.
Now, members of the United Auto Workers Union might disagree with you here,
yes,
Chris, but you're thinking that ultimately this idea of opening up our borders to freer trade is a net winner when it comes to these cars?
It's absolutely a net winner. I mean, if you go back to the early 1980s, David, when the Marysville, Ohio plant was opened by Ohio, and we had these open borders. And what essentially the U.S. manufacturing industry did is it learned from the Japanese, and we adopted our labor relations to a lot of the Japanese model. The Japanese set up their plants here in the U.S., and so we became globally competitive. And so the America First policy would have been a dramatic mistake, despite the trauma of getting to where we are today, which is we have Japanese manufacturers, we have Korean manufacturers, we have German manufacturers. I mean, we have a global auto industry in the United States.
Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.